We've got a packed studio this evening. We're talking about vocational training. In September, the new Dubai College of Tourism will enrol its first batch of students. Launched earlier this year, DCT is an institution dedicated to training the next generation of tourism professionals and providing school leaders with an alternative option for further education. And that got us thinking about vocational training. What is it? Why it might be a good option for you or for your child? Many students and parents here still unaware of this type of training or the opportunities it can bring. So let me introduce our guests this evening to thrash out this topic. Michael J. Petrolos is here from Academic Director of Dubai College of Tourism. Welcome to you, Michael.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Lovely to
here.
Have you. Rima Manon is with us. She's a director at Counselling Point. And Rima, hello to you. You work with young people trying to choose a path for their career.
That's good. Yes.
Good to have you here. And thank Laura Curry is here. She's head of international marketing for the Institute of Chartered Accountants in England and Wales. Welcome to you, Laura.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Also, vocational training will come on to there for moving into your field, of course. But Michael, I'll start with you if we can. New term coming up, DCT's first, very exciting, congratulations on that. Talk us through the college and vocational training there briefly if you can, and explain how it bridges that gap between, say, in-house training and a full bachelor's degree.
Well, thank you very much. We're excited about the programs that we're going to be offering at the Dubai College of Tourism. We're beginning this fall with our Introduction to the Tourism Industry course, which will provide students the soft skills, the hands-on theoretical and experiential education work experience, and it'll involve an overview of the five programs that we'll be offering in a one-year certificate and a two-year diploma. And those are culinary arts, tourism, retail, events, and hospitality management.
Now, this is an exciting development for you guys, Michael, but I want to bring in our other speakers today. Lara, I want to ask you about the Institute of Chartered Accountants, and you guys are taking on students as well who, from what I understand, it's you don't actually need to go into university to become a chartered accountant.
That's right, you don't.
See, this is something that completely blew me away as well. So how does this work from your perspective?
Well, to become a chartered accountant, you need certain skills, you need certain knowledge. And those aren't theoretical. They are very practical, very hands-on. So you don't go to university. Instead, you go into the workplace, and while you're studying, you're learning. So you're getting, as Michael was saying, that experiential learning. And that's what makes a very good ICAW chartered accountant.
Because this is the amazing thing here. There can be some students who go into school and have a lot of trouble writing that essay and have a lot of trouble thinking about the theory of something, but give them something to do with their hands, give them some sums to put together and to come out with that. That's a whole other ball game, and this is what you guys are looking at here.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's bring Rima in quickly, if we can, Rima. So you work with young adults trying to decide what their next move should be. How do you sort of decide when to suggest maybe something more vocational than traditional for them?
It would be mostly the learning style of the person, the aspirations and goals of that individual, and more importantly, where that student sees himself or herself. So traditionally, families consider academic preparation, want university qualifications, and especially in Dubai, it's fairly new that we have these vocational options. When I came here in 98, we had barely 3 to 4 universities, but now there are so many options to choose from. So I would say that once a student has finished, see, most students, directly after their IGCSE, which is in grade 11, they already are exploring foundation courses at university level. So should a student not want to go to A-level AS or A-levels and wants a more practical, hands-on kind of learning, this is a very good option. So I would look at what the student requires before I suggest anything. But most importantly, they should look at all the available options before they choose.
Mm.
This is Drive Live
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Curriculums.
Fees.
Teacher turnover.
Adult education.
This is Education Matters on Drive Live.
Claire and Sally with you this evening, and a really full house for Education Matters this evening. We've got Michael Petrillo's here from Dubai College of Tourism. We've got Rima Menon, who's a counsellor from Counselling Point. We've got Lara Curry from the Institute of Chartered Accountants in England and Wales. And Michael, let's pick up from what we were talking about, some of the general benefits of vocational training and why. I know you wrote an article about this, why you think that many parents and students and even teachers here are still fairly unaware of the opportunities outside of the traditional university path.
Well, it's a way to get into the marketplace, the industry, very quickly, especially with our introduction course. It's a four-month course and then the one-year certificates and two-year diploma program. So you can get the hands-on training. And as we were saying earlier, it works to different learning styles. Some students learn by doing and are oriented that way, very successful with that learning style. So getting out and working in the industry, experiencing the real world firsthand, really makes a big difference. And then bringing in some of the theory as to the reasons why we do things the way we do in the tourism hospitality industry really rounds out the education and makes for a stronger graduate. And it benefits the industry as well, because it can have an impact on reducing their training cost by the college being in place and providing a well-prepared individual to go into the workforce. And by 2020, to meet the tourism demands of 20 million tourists, we're going to need more than 500,000 front-facing customer employees. So great opportunities in this industry.
Laura, would you? I know it's a very different industry, but would you agree with what Michael said there in terms of the different learning styles and how that suits some people? And also it is a benefit to the industry to have people learning on the job, if you like.
Yes, I would absolutely agree with that. I mean, looking at the chartered accountancy profession, you're going to go in and somebody's going to tell you to audit a set of accounts. Somebody's going to ask you for assurances on something. If you've not done this before, you're not going to be able to do it then. And then, I mean, to be perfectly honest, you're not going to be much good. You're going to be demotivated. Your employer is going to spend a lot of time trying to bring you up to speed. Whereas if you've done a vocational or a professional qualification and you've learnt on the job, you've already made the mistakes that you're going to make. You already know how you need to go about doing certain things. So, I mean, to use a very cliche phrase, you're going to hit the ground running. You've already been on the ground doing what you need to be doing. So, yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. And it does, I mean, going to your point about learning styles, not everyone is good at, you know, writing the exams. Not everyone is good at memorizing things and bringing them out. Most people need something to sink their teeth into. They need that practical experience.
What you're all saying is fantastic. But the thing is, there is still some kind of a stigma attached to not going straight into higher education and university. It's like, oh, you didn't make it, you didn't get high enough grades, therefore you are not as good or something. But actually, we really need to take a step back and look at this again, because this is actually offering you experience when you could have done like 4 years of a degree and then come out with no experience and a massive student debt. Lara.
I'll look at my own experience. When I was in university doing the four-year degree, my friends and I, we knew for a fact that nothing that we were learning in the classroom was going to benefit us. But in this part of the world, more than others, vocational and professional education is not as understood. It's not as valued as it is in places like the US or the UK, Canada, etc. So we didn't have a choice. But we knew we were wasting our time, which was really horrible at the age of 18, 19, 20. And had we had the opportunity to do something different, had we had the opportunity to do professional qualification, I guarantee we would have gone for it.
I really evolved. My whole education experience began with a vocational education program in upstate New York in the United States. And it was really the brainchild of then Governor Nelson Rockefeller, that it was his crowning achievement as governor in establishing the 9 colleges of technology with the vocational education. And I went there. I grew up in the restaurant business with my father and my grandfather owning a restaurant in a college town. And I thought I was interested in it, but not 100% committed. And I got there and was just inspired by the faculty that were coming from the industry, that had a passion, that brought that into the class each and every day, and really turned me on and gave me a lot of self-confidence. The work experience really helped to reinforce what I was learning in the classroom. And some of my friends went on, a small percentage at that time, continued our education into bachelor degrees and beyond, but many of my friends went right out into the industry. Some have become corporate presidents of global brand hotels and restaurant companies. Others were in the industry for a long time and went out and started their own companies. So really, you have the tools to be very, very successful, with the passion that you're going to get from the faculty in these programs that are connected to the industry. They're in the industry every day. They're coming in, teaching a class, and then going back out into the industry. It really builds that camaraderie, and it reinforces the classroom learning and the experience. And I think the experience is vital.
Rima, it sounds like a no-brainer if you listen to Michael and Lara talk about it. And when you're dealing with young students or their parents or both, what kind of reaction do you get if you suggest vocational, or how many of them come to you and ask about that option? How aware are they?
There is a small minority that do ask about it. But having said that, we are still getting there in terms of accreditation and all of the little things that are necessary to ensure that whatever you're studying, whether it's a practical, vocational-based qualification or something that you do academic-orientated. So right now, there is a National Qualification Authority that is put into place various levels. So this is the main concern when it comes to parents. They know that there is a CAA that does accreditation for all the UAE government ministry-approved institutions, and then there is the KHDA that does all of that for Dubai institutions. So it's really, really important for families to understand that even those that are vocational courses will in time be nationally recognized and then internationally as well.
Also, I guess the question I'd ask you is, at the age at which you might have to choose to go to, say, for example, into accountancy or to go to Dubai College of Tourism, for example, not everyone at that age knows what they want to do, and you're picking very early if you go vocational route, right?
Right, but whatever you do, nothing goes to waste. This is my theory. Seriously, we're all lifelong learners. Most of those careers that we are dreaming up now may not even exist 10, 20 years from now, you see, because what I have understood is that we have to constantly upgrade our skills, whether it's a vocational program or learning some skills that would enable us to make a transition irrespective of where we choose to go. Because every day is a new thing. Every day there is change. So I think if we are more flexible, students are more flexible, parents are equally open-minded, it would be of benefit to students, irrespective of whichever field they choose.
It goes back to as well the story you were relating as well, Michael, of, you weren't sure that that's the industry you wanted to go into, and you went in there, and because you were immersed immediately, you jumped in, you could see it's a lot quicker when you go into vocational training because you're placed in the workplace early. Then you can see if it is something that you want to do or not. Whereas in a degree, if you're sitting there, of course, we're not saying degrees don't do a degree, but oftentimes when you're doing a degree, it can be a few semesters in before you realize, actually, I'm not really sure this is what I want to do. You've had like a couple of years go by. So it's very immediate, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the difference, is that in these types of programs, they're front-end loaded. And so the student really gets their hands, or roll up their sleeves, get the real-world work experience, as opposed to a traditional degree where you may wait until your junior year before you really start having courses in your chosen field. You've invested 2 years, maybe three, and then the realization hits that I don't like anything about this and I'm going to switch. And I think that's a key. I also think the other thing that I've seen is that when I was at Johnson & Wales in the U.S., that with the culinary arts and the hospitality programs, parents came in, now more than ever before, what kind of a job are they going to get when they get done?
Yes.
And
that's the first question,
absolutely,
really, now that we're asking, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's tremendous opportunities in the tourism industry in Dubai. And, you know, we need good people. We need well-trained people. And, the passion that the trainers are going to provide coming from the industry, as I said earlier, is really going to drive the success of this program that we're offering.
Laura, Michael talks about front loading there on the programs. Is that the same if a young school leaver decides to pursue, come to you at the Institute of Chartered Accountants and pursue a vocational course? When you say thrown in at the deep end, what happens to them? How quickly are they right in it?
Immediately.
Okay.
As soon as they get in there, they are, what they're learning is what they're doing. So if they're taking a module on tax, for example, they will be working with a tax department within whichever company they're with. If they're doing a corporate finance module, they will be talking to the people who are doing corporate finance. So it is all extremely practical. And that is, with a lot of professional qualifications, not just ICAW, what you're doing has to be applicable, because otherwise you can't do the assessment.
And are they ready for that? Because Sally, you'll remember a couple of weeks ago, we had this whole conversation in this slot, Education Matters, all about whether school leavers are ready for university, let alone the world of work. Or in fact, if university leavers are ready for the world of work, are they ready for that, being thrown straight in at what age would they be? Like 17, maybe 17?
Round about 18? 17 years old.
And they're
yes.
straight into tax. Wow.
That's the funny thing. That's the funny thing about the school leavers and the university leavers. They have left because that system wasn't working for them. So 9 times out of 10, this system will, because it is completely different. I mean, I'll go back a few years when I was working with Pearson, which is actually where I met Rima, and they have something called BTECs. There was a young lady, about 16 years old, and she was just hopeless in school. And her parents, her teachers, they knew she wasn't going. She knew she wasn't going to university. The school decided to implement a BTEC. And all
just
of a sudden...
Just for those who don't understand what a BTEC is, what is that?
It's a vocational qualification done in England.
Yep.
And you can do it in schools as well. So this school implemented the BTEC. And all of a sudden, this young lady was performing to a degree no one she expected. She was astounded, even herself, and she was doing brilliantly. She would have dropped out of school if she had been told, you've got to go to university and you've got to do things that way. So, yes, absolutely. You throw them in at the deep
story.
End,
yeah.
They'll
well,
do fine.
We'll come to Rima. We've just got to take a quick break, Rima, but I want to come to you to ask you exactly, following from that, how you can help identify if your child, as a parent, if you can identify if your child would benefit from that kind of situation. We will come back to that question here on Education Matters. Sorry.
No matter your preferred communication, stay in touch with Drive Live, only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Claire and Sally with you this evening, 4001 if you do want to get in touch with the show. It is Education Matters, not Career Connect, which is a few days from now. I must have been waiting for the weekend already, Sally.
This is almost Career Connect. You weren't too far off.
Most of us were straddling education and careers today. We're talking about vocational training, and of course that involves learning on the job to some extent. And Rima, just before we took that break there, we were talking about how, as a parent, you might be able to help identify if your child would benefit from vocational training, a little like the situation that Lara was describing earlier, where they're not getting on well at school, maybe they just don't learn in that way. Academia is not for them. How do you spot that as a parent and help your child down a different path?
a lot of it, because we still depend on the academic profile of the student, how well he or she performs on tests and exams, determine some of these things. But it is also to do with the family, you know, because among the Asian community, a lot of it is decided by the families. And also we have
Arabs too, as well. It's very similar, very similar.
And we also have to bear in mind that some years ago, we didn't have internships, for example. Students never had the opportunity to get their hands dirty, go and work, you know. We never had that. But there's a new mandate from the government, and it's possible for students as young as 15, 14 to kind of dabble in areas that interest them in terms of potential career. So I always encourage my students to look at spending the summers, not just chilling, but also getting into an internship. It may or may not be a paid internship, but it would give them an idea of the world of work. And as parents, I think that it's imperative that we give them as many tools and as many experiences to make those right choices in the future. So it could be an internship, it could be, apart from studying, going for a class every Saturday, because there are some of these courses that are available just on weekends.
We've had a message in from Miles here, and Lara, this pertains to what you were talking about, the BTEC. I sent my daughter to the UK to do BTEC as her learning style just does not suit traditional academic methods. She went on to go to university, graduated last week with a BA honours, and if she'd been forced to do traditional A-levels, she would have failed. We need more BTEC here, as I had to send my daughter to the UK at 16. So, you know, backing up exactly what you were describing there, Lara.
A great point that you made as well, Lara, is about the fact that we need people who are ready now. And tell us more about how this vocational training gets young people ready for the workplace right now, as opposed to a university degree.
Well, if you look at what Michael was saying about the experiential learning, what Rima was saying about people getting their hands dirty before they go into the workplace, that's exactly how you get people ready now. And when you look at Dubai, for example, that by 2020 needs to have X number of people in the tourism profession, they can't afford to wait 4 years for someone to graduate and then learn how to work. Because essentially that's what happens once you graduate university. You go and you have to learn how to work. And you'll see this more and more. Employers are asking for people who already have work experience. But you can't get work experience unless you've had work experience. So how does that even
exactly.
work?
Exactly.
And professional and vocational qualifications, they bridge that gap.
They absolutely do. And we're not just looking at Expo 2020. Of course, we're looking at the value-added tax coming in. So you've got, you know, the financial
plenty of
experts.
Jobs there, yeah.
Yes. We're going to need them all in droves. And we're getting texts coming in, people asking about how we can find out more about the vocational courses on offer. Just some of the things. I'm going to work backwards here. So, Michael, what are the kind of things, the kind of jobs that we can see young people going into as a result of coming into your particular training courses?
Well, to start off with tourism, tour guides, safari drivers, being involved in that aspect of the industry. Retail, obviously, the stores and the malls are going to need high-quality individuals. Events, all of the events that are coming to Dubai are going to need people in every facet of that industry. And, I mean, that's an exciting industry as well. And then hospitality with hotels.
And once you come into one of these jobs, you can often jump into other jobs from there. Once you've got a foot into the industry, it can lead to a whole amazing path into becoming a top chef, as you said, becoming a top manager of a hotel brand, it can lead to a whole lot of things.
Absolutely. And it's just the passion. It's the soft skills that we're going to take a great deal of time in training the students, being on time, being there, being in your uniform, all of the do's and don'ts that are going to make an impact and make a lasting first impression. But the upward mobility is there for somebody that has the vocational training and then has the passion to want to learn, to want to show up at work every day, be a team player. All of those soft skills are going to only help that person elevate upwards, and that's the key.
Rima, we've had a message from Haya asking about it. Well, she said it would be good to have a session on internships for kids who are free from school at the moment, age 15 to 18. And it's a good point. What's available for people who want to get their hands dirty? They might be between school terms, school years, rather than finish school.
It's, you know, it's rather late in the day, but if they were to have started in June and made a few inquiries with different companies and talked and send their profiles and show them what they're interested in, because truly lots of students are doing it. Not all students, but a lot of students I've seen are, just this morning I had a student who aspires to be a lawyer in the future. He's applying to UK next year. And he's already done one internship with a very big law firm here. He said it wasn't about, it was just to get to know this whole field and to speak to other lawyers and understand what they're doing. So it was interesting for him, and it also made him revalidate his belief that that's the best route for him, you know. And I also have students who have taken a vocational program like culinary arts, that she just did it for fun, you know, and she's already an engineer. She did this because she loves baking and she just wanted to try it out. But then she's come to me for a master's in engineering. But this is another facet of her personality, you see. All of us are built with different skills and different aspirations and goals. And there's just no one way is the best way. It's we are all of it.
As you mentioned, the lifelong learning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're running out of time. That is pretty much all we've got time for on Education Matters. Michael, if people are interested in your programs and want to get in touch, how can they do that?
Go right to our website, dct.ac.ae, and we'll just reach out to us. We have an application on our website, and we'll get right in touch with you.
Same question to you, Laura.
ICAEW.com, or you can call the local office on 04408000.
And Rima, if people want some advice from you.
Yeah, they can go into my website. It's www.counselingpoint, spelt with two L's, counselingpoint.com.
Thank you all of you for being with us this evening on Education Matters. Really interesting topic. Thank you for everyone who messaged in. More next week on Education Matters and more tonight on Drive Live.